Excuse me. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I'm curious of what this says, premium new. This is Carol Stockley, and it was charged on June 16th, and it says premium new, and it's $56.95.
All righty, ma'am. May I please start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate this account?
80602.
I do thank you for that. What was your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
All right.
Stockley.
I do thank you for that. I got you.
Got me.
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me, Ms. Carol?
12610 Quince Street, Brighton, Colorado, 80602.
All righty. Give me 1 second while this account opens up to see if, so I can locate what you are being billed for.
Sounds like you have a horrible cold.
Sounds like I'm trying to catch one.
Oh,
after
is that
all
it?
This time, yes. excuse me.
COVID comes around more than once, you know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
But I wear a mask to work all the time.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
I don't go anywhere without mine.
Yeah, I had it. It was really bad last year at Christmas time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All righty.
Bad.
I was able to locate that account for you, and I do see back on June the 11th, excuse me, where you did pay $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling to receive of the Makita drill. And that Makita drill, it was an entry into a sweepstakes to have a chance to be the winner of that drill. And that $7.95 that you did pay was a deposit to ensure if you are the winner of that particular item, and then your shipping and handling fee was already paid. What you're being billed at $56.95 for, as long as you are enrolled into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that drill, and then they will bill you that $56.95 because it provides you with 10 entries.
Oh, no, nobody told me that. Can I cancel that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of that.
Can I get my money back?
Yes, ma'am. I will issue that refund. It does seem like the last time that went through was
June.
Back in June. And I'm more than happy to.
But did it go through in July again, too?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
It was all declined payments by your financial institute in July. So I will go ahead and issue that one-time courtesy refund where they did bill you in June to go back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to the account. Now, I do have your cancellation number for you. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 2610588878.
Okay, and that's for $56.95.
Yes, that is the cancellation number to let you know it's canceled, and that refund would be also up under that number.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist
you
with?
No, I guess
today?
I appreciate that. I should know better than to enter into that stuff. I just figured I was going to get a grill for $7.95, or a drill, I mean.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Kind of misleading. Okay. I do appreciate your help, and I hope you feel better.
I do thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.